Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Decided he's getting this whole big I-95s, so they might be late. They were supposed to pick up dinner. It is 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA, Friday Eve, and I got news for you. We have a very, 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 very special treat. Rob Chadwick is joining us. Rob, as you know, retired supervisory special agent from the FBI, retired as memory serves, taking care of tactical training up there at Quantico, and now heads up training for Delta Defense, United States Concealed Carry Association. Rob is actually here in the studio. Rob, thank you for being here, man.
Jeff, thanks for having me. Such a thrill to finally be here in studio with you. It's been a long relationship.
Yeah.
And to be face-to-face and be able to discuss things, I'm really excited about it.
Well, I am, honest to goodness, thrilled to have you here. And you should know that that chair is reserved. There are exactly two folks who have been able to sit in that chair. The other one is also, now that I think about it, a retired supervisory special agent from the Bureau, Jimmy Galliano.
Oh, man. Well, I...
Right?
So, I feel truly honored. Then.
Yeah,
thank
this
you.
Is the official GAGS chair.
Yeah,
so
you
have made it, my friend. I want us to talk about everything we always talk about, but what the heck? You are here. Let's talk about your journey a little bit, if you don't mind, because you don't start out with the FBI. You start out like many of us did, kind of pushing a patrol car around and dealing with noise complaints and the rest of it.
That's right. Well, I grew up right up the road here in Fairfax County in Annandale, and, just had such an admiration for law enforcement as a kid. Many family members who were and continue to be on the job.
Okay.
And so, you know, law enforcement family and had the great fortune to get hired coming out. I graduated from Virginia Tech and went right to work for the Fairfax County Police Department.
Wow.
And just loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
You know, that law enforcement is such a, you know, noble profession, but it's a fun profession. You know, there's so few jobs where you get to interact with a team of people like that and literally, you know, put your life in the hands of another person. And so the bonds there are amazing. And they're some of the best friends I've had for over 30 years now.
It is interesting, isn't it, that you spend time doing the job, right? We talk about the job, and you see things and experience things that, frankly, as decent people, and most of us are decent people, we don't want our families to know about. So we keep a lot of stuff inside, but you do develop those friendships. And as you point out, some of the best friends you have are folks you went through the academy with 20, 25, 30 years ago, because you've seen stuff, you have a lived experience together.
Yeah, you know, as a policeman or a police person, whatever the term,
whatever
the politically correct term is, a police officer, you know, or any law enforcement officer, you're typically working, you know, a very different job than most people, and certainly different shifts. So
right.
your sort of rhythms are different.
Yeah.
And so you tend to end up hanging out with those same people. And, you know, the biggest difference is you encounter people on the worst day of their life.
That's right.
Right? And that's so, right. You know, very few people ever have to call 911
right.
In their life. And that's wonderful. The problem is, for a police officer, you're encountering that person 15 times a day.
That's
and,
right.
And so, you know, when you interact over and over and over on the worst day, whether it's a domestic violence or, you know, a child has been in an accident or
yep.
just the litany of things, it does take a toll.
Yeah.
And you have to, you know, lean on one another heavily,
yeah. Yeah.
right, to get through it. So,
that's right.
you know, it's that great bond. Sometimes it can take a toll, right?
Yep.
And it almost took a toll on my marriage. I've been
you know, right?
married for over 30 years now. But a few years into the job, my wife told me, said, look, you're not the same person that I married.
Yeah.
And so you really, you know, for those officers that I know, a lot of them listen to your show, take that time to, you know, invest, you know, maybe take a step back if you can, because those people that you do go home to are the ones that really, really matter at the end of the day.
That is a great point. Rob Chadwick joining us. Rob, so you spend time on your hometown police department, if you will, Fairfax County. At some point, you decide, hey, this FBI thing looks interesting. What was it that sort of sparked your interest in that?
Jeff, I had attained what I thought was my dream job. I got to be a canine handler on Fairfax County's department.
Wow.
I was the youngest canine handler, you know, and I thought I'd made it.
Yeah.
And just absolutely the best job in the world. You get to go to all the hot calls, right? Everything is waiting on canine, and so you're in the mix every night. But I had some, you know, older friends that I really looked up to, friends of the family who were advising me. I pay a lot of attention to older people and, you know, try to gain wisdom. And and so one in particular pulled me aside about 5 or 6 years into the law enforcement job and said, you know, I really think you should pursue a career with the FBI specifically. He'd worked with the FBI. He was not an agent, but had interacted and really admired the agency. And I had a cousin, an older cousin, much older, actually older than my father, so I referred to him as my uncle.
Okay.
So Uncle Horace had served as a Green Beret in Vietnam. You know, when Vietnam ended, he came out and joined the FBI and actually was one of the guys who helped found the hostage rescue team, so HRT.
Wow.
Now, Horace was, you know, Danny Colson was the commander. Horace was his sort of XO, so to speak, right?
Okay.
So, you know, and so I always admired and just sort of, you know, held this guy up as a pillar. And and sure enough, you know, I said, well, you know, maybe I'll throw my name in the hat. It took me 5 years to get hired. I got
wow.
rejected the first time, got rejected the second time.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but I will tell you, looking back, it was worth every second of it. The greatest choice, greatest adventure in my life.
Wow.
What a privilege to do. And what a privilege to serve the American people.
What a beautiful, beautiful story. Rob Chadwick joining us. You spent so much time, and this obviously parlays into what you're doing now with the training. At some point, now you're a brick agent. You're out there. You're finding the bad guys, locking them up, doing everything you're supposed to do. But at some point, somebody else, or is it you that says, I think helping other agents do X, Y, and Z. Maybe that's my specialty path here.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, you hit it on the head. Every agent, and it's important for your listeners to understand, every FBI agent there out there starts as a street agent, right?
Yep.
Starts as a case agent, investigating. They should do that. When I came from the police department, one of the things I enjoyed most was being a training officer. I took new rookies out of the academy, and I had a really excellent training officer myself and really admired what that person was able to do for me, and I wanted to return that. And so when I got into the FBI, I saw, you know, I was really enamored of the trainers at Quantico, first
sure.
of all, right? Just incredible.
Sure.
And so I wanted to be part of that. I aspired to be part of that cadre. And so, you know, saw an opportunity later in my career, you know, once I got enough experience on the street to maybe start doing some training. I became a firearms instructor.
Okay.
And that was a very competitive process, as you can imagine. And so I was very proud to get my red hat. And you've probably seen the legendary
yeah.
red hats,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that started it. And then, you know, when I was working with my fellow agents and helping them become more confident with their skill set that was ultimately going to bring them home at the end of the day, that's what turned the light on for me. And so when I had the opportunity late in my career to go to Quantico and actually be the unit chief at the tactical training unit at Hogan's Alley,
wow,
it was a dream come true.
Tell everybody what Hogan's Alley is and why that's it's almost like being in a life-size video game for some people, right?
Yeah, Hogan's Alley is the somewhat legendary venue where we, as the FBI, train all of our new agent trainees. When they get to show up at Quantico, which is the FBI Academy on the Marine Corps base Quantico, a big portion of their training takes place in Hogan's Alley. And Hogan's Alley is a life-sized town. The Bank of Hogan is the most robbed bank on the planet. It's robbed about 15 times a day. And so we hire, professional actors and role players to interact with these students so they really get the most realistic training possible from, you know, the way they call simunition, where they're firing not real firearms, but there is a pain, you know, compliance penalty for messing up there. And so, you know, we want to give them as close to reality as what they're going to see. My job, I like to say, as the chief of the tactical training unit, was to prepare these new agent trainees for anything the job threw at them. And, you know, seeing them go out the door to serve their country all over the country, all over the map, all over the world was such an inspiration. And I, you know, last night, Jeff, I was at Virginia Tech, my alma mater, and I spoke to a group of students. They had invited me to come share my experiences with the, it's a club of young people who were looking for careers in intelligence or law enforcement.
Okay.
And, you know, this is a hard time for that for profession.
Yeah.
There were 50 kids in that room, and they stayed an extra hour after the allotted time. It was such a inspiration to me to see these young people who were willing and able and wanting to, you know, take that oath and serve their fellow man. So I tell you, man, it really reinvigorated my faith in the next generation to step up.
God, boy, I love that. Well, we're going to talk more. Rob, I placed in front of you, in case you forgot, some of the stuff you wrote, your book, because I want to talk a little bit about civilians, right? I get it. Hogan's Alley is Hogan's Alley and all this great stuff. But for somebody who is listening right now, they've heard you before. We've talked about the book. We've shared it on social media. This whole idea of situational awareness, that's always got to be the first thing. But then I want you to go through some of the options that some folks might have if they decide, I should be a little bit more aware of what's going on, a little bit more aware of those threats. So you hang on 1 second, if you would, please. Rob Chadwick is joining me in the studio. Rob, a retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, headed up all that tactical training up there at the FBI Academy at Quantico, now the director of training for Delta Defense, the United States Concealed Carry Association. As I've said, I'm a member. I mean, I believe in what USCCA does. And Rob's going to share a little bit from his book. We got Tony Pham, who's going to be giving us a shout around 5:35. Tony, of course, formerly served as the director of ICE for President Trump during his first term. We'll talk about the threats that Tony saw, because remember, Tony personally, as well as his family, was under attack. All sorts of protesters, all sorts of threats. And we'll talk about how he was able to handle that. 5:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and we got Rob Chadwick in the studio. Now, Rob is going to be hanging out, unless he gets a better offer, you know, but hanging out with us here until the end of the show at 6 o'clock. We got Tony Pham who's going to be popping in at 5:35, and I really want you, Rob, to hear what Tony is talking about, these threats to people in the public eye, because went through it.
Sure. Yeah.
But I want to tie this in, obviously, with everything in your book, as well as what happened in Charlotte. And before we do that, I got to give folks the chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Brian Kilmeade. Kilmeade is coming to the Dominion Energy Center on September the 27th. Got a pair of tickets for you. We'll make it nice and easy. I don't want Jeremy working too hard. Caller number 7-833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You'll be able to get a pair of tickets to go see our buddy Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center September the 27th. So, Rob, your book is about helping people to stay safe. I mean, bottom line, that's what it is. It is saying to people in the civilian world, for the most part, be aware of what's going on. You, I, damn near everybody, watched the video from Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Lovely young lady, doing nothing wrong, came to this country to escape terrible situation in her homeland, working and brutally murdered right there on a train car. What was the, I mean, I hate to say this, but what did she miss?
Right. Well, Irina Zarutska. Right? Yeah. It's important that we remember these victims'
yes, sir.
Names. We
yes,
know
sir.
So many of these, you know, perpetrators' names,
yes.
unfortunately. But Irina was a refugee from Ukraine, right? The war-torn country, and, you know, fled her homeland to come here for a better life. And, you know, I want to start, Jeff, by saying she did absolutely nothing to deserve, obviously, nothing to deserve what happened to her. But she did make what so many of us do, right? The false assumption that she was safe because she's in public,
yeah.
right? And she's on a train. So for those that may have missed it, this young lady got on a Charlotte light rail train, commuter train, door opens up, and you see on camera, unfortunately, high definition, she gets on, she's got ear pods in, so she's not listening. Her face is in her phone, not paying attention. So she has deprived herself of that early warning system you and I talk about so
right.
much, Jeff. Your
right.
intuition
yeah.
only works if you're paying attention. And so her guard is totally lowered. And she, you know, walks right onto the train and sits down at the first seat open. Unfortunately for her, there was a monster sitting right behind her. This yeah. man had 14 prior convictions. Right. And those are convictions, not just total crimes. Right.
That's right.
Who knows how many times he was out, a clear menace to society. And so shortly thereafter, she's sitting there with her face in her phone and her earbuds in. And this man is seen on camera because it's an overhead camera angle. He takes out a pocket knife, a folding knife, stands up over her. And before she had any opportunity to react at all, begins to
skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Stab her repeatedly from behind. It's just absolutely terrifying. Now, one of the things that struck me most about that, Jeff, beyond, you know, her not paying attention, and was even after she got stabbed, she almost seemed afraid to do anything, right? You see her, she covers her face and her mouth crying,
yeah.
but not even wanting to call for help.
Ugh.
And this is, you know, again, not faulting her. This
right.
is what happens to people. So you have the three Fs, fight, flight, or freeze. And yeah. even after being attacked, this poor young woman almost froze,
yeah.
right? And ended up dying right there on the train. And so, you know, what can you do about that? The first thing I would tell your listeners is acknowledge that that kind of thing can and does happen,
mm-hmm.
and it could happen to you.
Yeah.
Almost all the time when you and I read about or hear about a victim of some tragedy, and invariably, I never thought it could happen here.
Yep.
I never thought it could happen to me. Yep. And so that is the common theme. It starts with acceptance, right? I don't want people to live in fear. I want them. The reason I wrote the book was to empower you to know there's some things that aren't going to change your life tremendously,
yeah,
but they're going to return what I call your gift of the joy of life, right? Understanding that you don't have to be afraid all the time.
Right.
You just have to pay attention a little bit.
Yeah.
And more importantly than anything else, commit to taking action on your own behalf. Most people just feel like they need permission or they're being silly or whatever.
Yep.
That is such a tragedy. And we are conditioned. Everyone else needs to understand these predators out there prey on our predilections, on our behaviors, on our conditioning.
Right.
They know that you're, you know, taught to be polite and
yep.
accepting and all
That's
that.
Right.
And they take advantage of it, just they like
do.
The animals do in the wild.
Yeah.
Predators and, you know, human predators do the same thing. So when you're out in public, understand you are not safe. You're just not.
Yeah.
And so you have to pay attention. Become your own, what I call become your own first responder, right? Become an empowered stakeholder in your own safety and security.
Hold that thought. Rob Chadwick is with us. If you are just joining us, I will remind you about Rob's book, The Practical Guide to Personal Security, that is available on Amazon. PracticalSecurityGuide.com is the website. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to bring our friend Tony Pham into the conversation. Tony, former director of ICE, has all sorts of federal protection when he is serving President Trump, and his family is still victimized right there in the west end of Henrico. We'll talk about it in just a moment. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Are you hearing anything in the headphones?
I haven't tried it yet.
Oh,
I'll try it.
Okay.
Will I be able to hear him through the headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I should make sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.